This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Protesters in Myanmar took part in yet another day of demonstrations against the country's military junta on Tuesday, although in much smaller numbers than on Monday. An angry crowd of demonstrators gathered in front of the Indonesian embassy in Yangon, following reports Jakarta is seeking support from other member countries and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations for a plan that would hold the junta to its promise of elections within a year. The protesters demanded that Indonesia respect the results of last November's elections, won in a landslide by deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. In Jakarta, a spokesperson for the Indonesian Foreign Ministry denied the reports, telling media Tuesday it is not Indonesia's position at all to support a new election in Myanmar. Monday's demonstrations, which were coupled with a general strike, took place in defiance of a warning on Myanmar state television Sunday that said protesters are now inciting a confrontation that will result in a loss of life. People in Myanmar have been demonstrating daily since February 1st, when the military detained Suu Kyi and other members of the civilian government. The junta claims the November election results were achieved through widespread election fraud. At least three people have been killed in the protests. The United States and other Western nations have demanded the release of Suu Kyi and her lieutenants and called on the junta to restore power to the civilian government. The Biden administration has imposed sanctions on several members of the junta. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said on Twitter, quote, "The U.S. stands with the people of Burma who demand the restoration of the democratically elected government. Burma is another name for Myanmar." The United Nations is expected to hold a meeting Friday on the situation. VOA News. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is holding a hearing Tuesday on the recent cyber attack against the United States, which was allegedly carried out by Russia. The attack, known as the SolarWinds hack, was discovered in December. It was one of the largest and most sophisticated cyber attacks in history. Experts say it could have been launched by a state actor. Several U.S. government officials have said the cyber attacks originated in Russia. They've offered few details, however. On Sunday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned that the United States would respond to the attack within, quote, weeks, not months. A leading cybersecurity company that was breached, called FireEye, said targets also included government, technology, and telecommunications companies elsewhere in North America and in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. The company said it had uncovered cyber attacks that occurred between 2017 and 2020. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting virtually Tuesday with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is Biden's first bilateral meeting with a foreign leader since taking office last month. The two leaders are set to discuss China, climate change, and other issues, according to a Biden administration official who spoke to reporters anonymously. Biden and Trudeau are expected to try to reset relations that soured during Donald Trump's 4 years as U.S. president. The official told reporters that Biden is eager to discuss security threats presented by climate change and the coronavirus, as well as threats posed by China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. In a move that disappointed Trudeau, Biden recently blocked the $8 billion Keystone XL pipeline project to pump oil from Canada to the United States. He signed a Buy American executive order aimed at spending more U.S. funding to bolster domestic manufacturers. The United Nations said Tuesday that civilian deaths and injuries in Afghanistan declined by 15% last year, but increased in the final 3 months after peace talks between the government and Taliban insurgents began in September. In its annual report documenting casualties, the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA, said that instead of helping alleviate the scale of civilian harm, the so-called intra-Afghan peace negotiations led to an escalation of violence with, quote, disturbing consequences. And Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam is supporting a call made by a key Chinese official for electoral reforms that would ensure the country, the city's legislature, is filled with pro-Beijing loyalists. Xia Beilong, the director of the Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council, said Monday the city could only be ruled by patriots. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.